Florida has had mail-in votes. A caller told me this the other day, for decades. But only about 30,000, 50,000 people use the mail-in vote. So what would happen now? Millions of people would use the mail-in vote. So let's put aside all the fraud associated with that. The idea that the Postal Service is going to be able to figure this out, that's quite a joke. They've already said, you know, we need 2 weeks, 15 days. And then you have Nevada all of a sudden the other night with the Democrat governor, the Democrat lieutenant governor, going around the Republican Secretary of State who's in charge of the election process to the Democrat legislature to pass emergency legislation to allow full-scale mail-in voting, among other things. The Democrats are really pushing this and embracing this. If it helps Republicans, why would they do that? To collapse the voting system. That's what they're going to do. They have laid the foundation that Trump doesn't want to leave the White House. They'll have to send in the U.S. Marshals or the military to get him out, when Trump never said any such thing. Trump was asked if he would accept the results of the election. He said, it depends. It depends, you know, what's going on and so forth. And we know exactly what he meant by that. He didn't say he wouldn't leave. He didn't say he wouldn't accept ultimately the results of an election. Biden's hired 600 litigators, 600 lawyers, litigators already. They're pushing the mail-in balloting. We already know it's a disaster. To have these reporters say, do you have any proof? There's overwhelming proof. California's overwhelming proof. New York, a congressional district recently, is overwhelming proof. A federal court ordering ballots counted that weren't even signed and they weren't dated right. That's proof. We can go proof into New Jersey and what happened there, 10,000 ballots missing over and over and over and over again. We know what a disaster this is. The post office is a disaster. The voting lists are a disaster. So the post office said maybe they'll be off 3 to 4%. 3 to 4%, typically about 130 million people vote. That means you're off by a factor of 4, 5, 6 million. And depending on what battleground states a lot of that occurs in, that's a big problem. So what's going to happen? You're going to wind up in court. You're going to wind up in court. And what court are you going to wind up in? This is what people don't understand. You don't go to federal court right away. You have to litigate in state courts like they did in Florida. Remember that in 2000? And so what will happen, because they have experience with this, the Gore team, the Biden team will cherry pick judges in state courts. Then that'll work its way to the Supreme Court of the state. Some of these battleground states, the Supreme Courts are awful. Pennsylvania has a left-wing Democrat Supreme Court, as an example. Only takes one state to swing the vote for Joe Biden, and it's over. One battleground state. This is why Trump has said, well, we'll see about the results of the election. He didn't say he wouldn't leave. He said, we'll see about the results of the election. And so the more chaos there is, Cloward and Piven, the more the Democrats are able to empower themselves. They've laid the foundation that Trump is a dictator, that Trump won't leave office. And of course, they've laid the foundation that he won't accept the results of the election. Now, what else about Cloward and Piven? What's happening is the Democrats are plotting and scheming, and then they will blame the victim. They will blame the president and the Republicans for the outcome that they're creating. You saw that with Russia collusion. The party that colludes with the Russians all the time, or the Chinese, is the Democrat Party. But they turned it that there was Russia collusion with Trump, and they started it early on. Now, we know there was no evidence. We know there wasn't a single senior official testifying under oath behind closed doors who believed there was Russian collusion. Yet the FBI intelligence agencies were used. The Democrat Party media was used on Russia collusion. What is that? They plot. They create the false or fraudulent narrative. And they accuse their target. So now we have Cloward and Piven overload the system. And who else do we have? Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky. Those are Alinsky tactics. All Marxists, by the way. Americanizing Marxism. So now Trump is the dictator. Trump is the one who's trying to create anarchy. Trump is the one who won't accept the results of the election. When in fact, it's the Democrats who are creating the anarchy, who are plotting to do all this, and then blame Trump. And they have the Democrat Party media behind them every step of the way. They have Hollywood behind them. They have sports leagues and athletes behind them. In other words, the culture pushing the same agenda.
What you're about to hear is so unbelievably screwed up. And if you pay attention to the news at all, you will know why. I've never seen anything like this before. This is coming now from the Daily Beast. The Daily Beast is an absolute rag that has never told the truth about any of us, anything about me, anything about my company. The Daily Beast had a jihad on me for about 5 years, announcing how many times my career was over and the blaze was dead. And we want to thank them for helping people, you know, rally around us.
Nailed it. Yeah, you did a great job.
Yeah, great job. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last week, this is according to the Daily Beast. Last week, a coalition of leading progressive groups gathered on Zoom to begin organizing for what they envision as the post-election day political apocalypse scenario. Now, I want to tell you the reason why this is going to be a nightmare is because the nightmare is being caused by the Democratic Party right now. There is a difference between, you know, mail-in votes and absentee voting. We've always had absentee voting. And if you need a ballot, you just call or write in. You verify who you are. They send you a ballot. That's not been good enough for the Democrats this time in the most critical election. We're going to try something new. Mail-in ballots. And they are encouraging you to go and mail in the ballot. Now, a mail-in ballot, depending on how many people actually do this, will cause the count for the presidency to not be official on the night that we all expect it to be. Once in my lifetime, it wasn't, and that was 2000. Once I remember having to wait more than a day, okay? And look how that tore us apart in 2000. Imagine what it will do now. And they are talking about weeks, if not months, before we know the answer of who is the president of the United States. And remember, if there isn't a president of the United States by, what is it, January 27th or whatever it is?
20th, right?
January 20th. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi becomes our president, according to the Constitution, at least temporarily.
They don't name her. I mean, she was around when the Constitution was written. They don't name her specifically. Yeah, right. They just say the Speaker of the House.
Okay. So they were all on these left progressive groups were on Zoom just last week, put together by the Fight Back Table, an initiative launched after the 2016 election to get a constellation of lefty organizations to work closely together. The meeting dealt with the operational demands expected if the November election ends without a clear outcome or with a Joe Biden win that Donald Trump refuses to recognize. I will tell you now, if you are a liberal, not a lefty, if you are a liberal, we are not enemies. And if the election were fair, no monkey business, it just goes the way it normally does. If Joe Biden would win, I would be very upset. I would really not like it. But if Donald Trump said, I'm holding this office, I don't care what the vote said, I would be against it. He would not do that. However, please don't accuse Donald Trump of doing that when you are the side that is right now plotting to tangle this thing up in something brand new that's never been done before, whose intention is to create stress and throw an election. That's why this is being done. In fact, I don't even think it's to throw the election. I think it's to cause civil war. I really do. That's what the left wants, a civil war, a destruction of our nation, and we are handing it to them. All of my liberal friends and neighbors and Democrats, please don't vote by mail. Please go to your poll. It has been fine forever. What are you thinking? It has happened. They just did this in Detroit. You saw what happened in, what was it, Iowa, where the Democrats couldn't even figure out for a week. They just did this in
that was with people at the polls.
Right. This is they're now trying this. They just tried this in Detroit. Detroit, the August elections, they still don't know who won. They said it's such a tangled mess that they may not ever know who really won. Why would you do that? But I tell you, I will stand with you if it's a square, even vote. If America votes, in my opinion, for suicide, then America deserves it. I'm not going to go along with the crowd, but I will tell you, I will stand by what they say, and I would not support Donald Trump just saying, I don't care what they say. That's a coup. But Donald Trump didn't start this. Remember, Hillary Clinton has been out now saying, don't accept defeat. No matter what, no matter what it says, Joe Biden should never give in.
Every election in my adult life that the Democrats have lost, they've claimed it was stolen from them. Yes. Every single one of them. Gore, Kerry. Kerry said that the voting machines were rigged and that people were telling people to vote on the wrong day and all that stuff in Ohio. And then, of course, obviously Clinton has been doing nonstop parade about how it was stolen from her for the Russians or because people don't like women or whatever the
reason is. Whatever it is. All right. So the fight back table came together with a bunch of lefties. Sources familiar with the discussions describe them as serious with a modestly panicked undertone. A smaller FBT session last fall, that's the fight back table, last fall talked about the post-election planning. But all those discussions were tabled because of COVID-19. This is the first time they were bringing the matter to the 50-plus organizations that make up the coalition. To formalize the effort, they gave it a name, Democracy Defense Nerve Center. Over the course of 2 hours, participants broached the question of what the progressive political ecosystem can functionally do in a series of election scenarios. They began charting out what it would take to stand up to a multi-state communications arm to fight all of the disinformation, a training program for nonviolent civil disobedience, and the underpinnings of what one official described as mass public unrest. They pored over a report from the Transition Integrity Project, a bipartisan group formed in 2019 that analyzed various election season scenarios and made clear the type of corruption and chaos that was potentially ahead. The report said the potential for violent conflict is high. Some of the hurdles were straightforward. How do you occupy crap? I'm quoting, but how you occupy crap, hold space, and shut things down, not just on election day, but for weeks. Others were more complicated, like what quick transportation options can be in place should poll locations mysteriously close. I don't know what the strategy is when armed right-wing militia dudes show up at polling places. This Kyle Rittenhouse guy is being lionized on the right now. If it's being unleashed that you can shoot people and be a hero, I don't know what preparation we can possibly do for that. Those involved in the conversation say this wide array of groups has never coordinated so closely on matters before. The fact that they were sitting down 2 months in advance of the election was a testament to how seriously they take the complications and threats to Election Day. It's very obvious, they said, that Trump is laying the groundwork for claiming victory no matter what. Progressive groups at the end of the day believe our democracy, and while it's not perfect, oh my gosh, believe in building upon it and strengthening it. Do they? And we will fight to protect it from what we see as a president who's gone off the rails, taking this country down an authoritarian fascist path. We wish we were having conversations 6 months ago, said Rosa Brooks, a law professor at Georgetown University, co-founder of the Transition Integrity Project. Brooks has conducted war games to play out a range of Election Day and post-Election Day scenarios. Virtually all the outcomes, save one, a Biden landslide, have ended up facilitating a nightmarish fallout. What about a Trump landslide? I've been telling you only a landslide will do it. A landslide of Biden or a landslide of Trump. Otherwise, they have set this thing up that no one's going to believe the outcome. No one will believe the outcome because they've changed the way we're electing a president this time. And people don't understand the difference. What the difference is when you want to have a ballot in an absentee vote, you say, here I am, I'm going to be busy, I'm going to be at work or whatever, I need an absentee ballot. You verify who you are, you get the ballot, you send it in. Done. No problems with that. This is Democratic states just printing ballots and mass mailing them. Nobody asks for them. They're just mass mailing them. And then Democratic operatives, as we have seen in the last election, and not from some right-wing organization, but believe it or not, when there was a journalist that cared on the liberal side, that you had Democratic candidates going out and filling out these things and getting people just to sign them. People saying, I felt uncomfortable. I felt like I was pressured into voting for this person or that person. Now you're just going to mass mail these things out without a plan of being able to count them. And they're even talking about, no, the postmark may not even matter. So the postmark, it came 2 days late, 2 days after the election. So what? That's the post office's fault. Are you kidding me? They worry that they're behind the eight ball, but they've had universities. They have people at high tech. They have social psychologists, all wargaming. They've been wargaming this forever. And the media is trying to make it look as if the right is the one that is violent. We're not planning anything to happen on election day except go and vote. The chaos that is coming, I think, is remarkable. And if the DOJ doesn't get involved and find out who these groups are and what they have planned, you are going to have intimidation and chaos the week of the voting and for weeks until we go into civil war. This is not hyperbole. This is what the left is now saying. Next week, I'm going to do a special. Just 12 hours ago, I was like, I don't know. I mean, are people going to buy into this? I mean, we've really done our homework. I was going to show you how civil war starts in November. And we're in civil war by January. So I'm going to show you how they manipulated everything and have all the pieces they need now. I'm going to do that show Wednesday. Well, gee, things are moving fast. The Daily Beast is verifying everything that I'm going to show you next week. They're already verifying and saying, yep, they're planning it. Except they're planning to be, you know, ready for violence to protect our republic, to protect the Constitution, to make sure that even though this nation might be flawed, they want to build upon it. How can you possibly say that when you are out every day saying the whole thing has to be torn down? Good God, Democrats, what is wrong with you?
Happening in Michigan that's illegal?
Well, I think if we're talking about the mail-in ballots, if people mail-in ballots, there's a lot of illegality. They send in ballots that they harvest ballots. You know all about harvesting, and they do lots of bad things. Ideally, people go out and they vote. Now, if you need a mail-in ballot, if you need a specific, like as an example, I'm in the White House, and I have to send a ballot to Florida. That makes sense. So if you need it for some reason, or if somebody's not well, that's one thing. But when you send out 7.7 million mail-in ballots, there's forgeries. There's, frankly, duplication where they print ballots on the same kind of paper with the same kind of machinery, and you can't tell the difference. And they send in thousands and thousands of fake ballots. And I tell you what, this nation can't be going down that path because it's a very dangerous path to go down. Now, we just won a big election. You probably heard about this one in California, California 25. Mike Garcia, he just won a very big election, and that was ballots. And it was a very sort of the opposite. They won the case for ballots. He was doing very well because their ballots, you see, he was way ahead in an area that, frankly, was not expected to go Republican. First time in 22 years that it's happened. They flipped from Democrat to Republican, California, the first time in 22 years that it happened. And they actually put machines in there in the last 3 days because they thought, meaning the Democrats, because they thought that might happen, but it didn't. But that was a case, that was a positive case. But mail-in ballots are very dangerous. There's tremendous fraud involved and tremendous illegality.
But there are many Republicans, secretaries of state, that are also moving to mail-in ballots because of the pandemic and people are scared to go vote.
Well, we're going to see how it all works out. But they had 7.7 million applications sent out. They have, in the state of Nevada, they have tremendous they have a tremendous drive-in where you just mail in your ballots. You can't do that. You got to go and vote. People have to check you. They have to see that it's you. They're supposed to look at you and check you and make sure that, I mean, when you get thousands of ballots and they put them in a bag and they just bring them in and people start, who knows where they come from? It's so obvious. I mean, frankly, they should have voter ID. That's what they should have. You really want to know what the country wants. The country wants voter ID. Otherwise, it's going to be subject to tremendous illegality and fraud.
Mr. President, what findings are you considering withdrawing from Michigan?
From
Michigan. He's threatened to keep funding away from Michigan. Which
funding? Yeah, well, I have very specific funding. I just spoke with the governor. We didn't discuss that. We really discussed more the topic at hand plus the dams breaking. So we didn't. But we'll let you know if it's necessary. You'll be finding out. They'll be finding out very soon if it's necessary. I don't think it's going to be necessary because mail-in ballots are a very dangerous thing. They're subject to massive fraud. And by the way, I don't want to put anybody on the spot. If you have anything to say about it, Asa or Laura, but how can you do that? You have people signing ballots. Who knows who's signing these ballots? They have a ballot. They pick the ballot. They take them out of mailboxes. They go around and accumulate them. They harvest. Oh, I guess the word is harvest them. And it was especially prevalent in California, and it's just not a fair situation. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, I do. Of course, Arkansas supported a voter ID law.
Good.
But in terms of the election in November, there's a lot of discussion about how we can make the vote accessible if there is continued worry from a health standpoint. And we want to be able to use no excuse absentee voting as a way to do it, but it's still a person-to-person identification of the individual versus the mail-in variety that, as you said, can be manipulated. So we're looking at that, but we believe in the identification of the voter.
I think just common sense would tell you that it's massive manipulation can take place. Massive. You have cases of fraudulent ballots where they actually print them and they give them to people to sign. Maybe the same person signs them with different writing, different pens. I don't know. There's a lot of things can happen. Now, if you can, you should go and vote. Voting is an honor. It shouldn't be something where they send you a pile of stuff and you send it back. Another thing that happens, a lot of people in certain districts, this is historically, a lot of people in certain districts don't ever get their ballot. They keep calling, where's my vote? Where's my ballot? Then election day passes and they forget about it. And that can happen in the thousands. I'm not saying it does, but it can. It probably has.
Just to follow up on that, sir, are you concerned about...